This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
We're about a month into the Christmas music season, where stores, doctors' offices, everywhere it can seem like, pipe in pop covers of Deck the Halls and Muzak versions of Silent Night. But not at the Macy's in Philadelphia. There, customers are serenaded by the largest musical instrument in the world. It's called the Wanamaker Pipe Organ. And for the past 25 years, the Wanamaker's thousands of keys, buttons, and controls have been played by one guy.
I'm Peter Richard Conti, and I'm the Grand Court Organist at the Wanamaker Organ in Macy's, Center City, Philadelphia. The Wanamaker organ is certainly unique, the way it's situated in the middle of this, I call it the Cathedral of Commerce, if you will. I mean, it's an amazing space, you know, 150-foot atrium ceiling with this incredible organ on one wall that speaks into all the departments. I'm just above women's shoes, and my console actually is in women's casual wear. After hours, when it's just me and the mannequins in there, it is an incredibly magical experience to hear that instrument singing in that kind of cathedral environment. The Wanamaker organ has a fascinating history. It started life as the 1904 St. Louis Exposition organ built by the Los Angeles Art Organ Company. And John Wanamaker, the Philadelphia merchant, wanted an instrument in his new department store. And so he found this instrument and purchased it and hauled it to Philadelphia in 13 freight cars. And there's a wonderful picture inside the organ of these 13 freight cars with John Wanamaker, Philadelphia, emblazoned on the side of the cars. Once it was set up here, Wanamaker decided it wasn't big enough for his space. So he hired 40 full-time men to triple the organ in size, literally. It went from 10,000 pipes to where it is now almost 30,000 pipes, the largest fully functional playable musical instrument in the world. I first learned to play the organ. My mom tells a story when I was very young. I used to use the edge of the piano as a teething ring. I'm not sure that's true, but it's a charming story anyway. But my mom was a pianist, so we used to play duets on the piano, and then later we got an organ in my house. And I remember a family trip across country in a station wagon, four children and two adults. The only thing I remember about that trip was stopping at the Mormon Tabernacle when I was, I think, 6 years old. And I remember seeing that magnificent organ case and hearing that organ from a distance. And I pulled my dad's shirt. I said, "Dad, I want to go play that." And that was the first time I really was hooked. It takes a lot of dedication and commitment and patience because it's a difficult instrument to play. There's so many things going on. It's multitasking at the nth degree, basically. I literally, for a 5-minute piece of music, I will spend up to 20 hours preparing it on an instrument. The Wanamaker organ is played all year long, of course, but at Christmas time especially, we get thousands and thousands of people into the store, into Macy's, to hear this instrument. And it actually accompanies the very famous light show, thousands and thousands and thousands of LED lights. And it ends up with this incredible finale when all the lights in the tree comes on and the organ plays a really wonderful arrangement of O Tannenbaum. It's a thrill because you get to have these huge audiences every couple of hours, you know, in the store. I love what I do.
This was part of our series, Disappearing Jobs. You can listen to more at marketplace.org.